I prepared these remarks in tandem with reading about the Association Sunday effort this year, and thought a little bit about how I found out about Unitarian Universalism, and thought maybe it was better if it weren't quite so haphazard for some of the others in our world. My introduction to Unitarian Universalism, which at that time was called the Unitarian Church where I lived, was through my atheist father. A CIO organizer in the pre-war shipyards, he used his GI Bill after the war to establish himself as a building contractor. Now he was considered management, so Dad could no longer hang out at the Union Hall. And he began to meet with some of his old Confederates at gatherings of a newly formed Unitarian Fellowship. This was in Orange County, California. Any of you know that's pretty conservative. As the fellowship grew and his business became successful, Dad helped the group purchase property and build a church. While he contributed money and a great deal of time to this congregation, as far as I know, Dad never actually joined the fellowship or the church. But he told me that the best way to find common ground and to make common cause in any community was to find the local Unitarians. When I moved to Madison, Wisconsin in 1967, I followed Dad's advice and soon was plugged into Women's Strike for Peace and other anti-Vietnam War activities. They often met at the UU Church, and a lot of my friends were members, but like Dad, I was a fellow traveler and never signed up. On arriving in Williamsburg 3 years later, I accepted an invitation to attend a meeting of the local UU Fellowship here, and I would meet a number of folks who later helped form this congregation, including Hans von Bayer, who's here with his daughter, who was in my Sunday school class later, so this time goes on. I occasionally went to fellowship meetings then, and I was even a speaker during one of the services, but I didn't consider joining. About 20 years ago, when Fred Gilbertson invited us to a covered dish supper to talk about forming a Williamsburg UU church, my initial reaction was that I had already found common ground and common cause, and in fact, I already knew most of the people who were organizing this effort. I'd see Fred at work and others at social or political events, or at the grocery store, so why go to church? I'd long since abandoned my mother's religion and was not looking for a replacement. On the other hand, my husband Franz is one of those rare cradle Unitarians, and I'd never met a UU I didn't like, so we said yes, and we joined a group at Mike and Genevieve McGifford's house where we sat around after dinner talking about the possibility of establishing a UU congregation and what it might offer us. Several people discussed their wish to provide a spiritual home for their children. I was remembering that our youngest kid was away at college. And I was also remembering that Dad and I always felt that one of the best features of Unitarianism was that it was not a real church. Then Genevieve, in her inimitable fashion, said that she didn't have children and she certainly wasn't thinking about going to church for her cat. Some of you know Genevieve. After we got through laughing, Genevieve shared her vision of a moral community where spirituality could be expressed through the arts. Ah, I thought, a union hall with music. And I was hooked. Soon the dinner discussion groups merged from living rooms into the auditorium at the library, where on a wintry day in 1989, about 100 of us signed a charter. We formed a Williamsburg Unitarian Universalist Church and voted to call a minister. A few months later, Franz and I made an annual pledge and left the country for a year. We paid our pledge but left the heavy lifting to others. On our return, we found many new faces, and Sunday services and religious education were being held at Clara Bird Baker School, while the minister and weekday events were housed in what is now called the Foss House. For several years, the WUUs camped at the school on Sunday mornings until, thanks to the generosity of our members and friends, as well as that of UUs and other communities who supported our efforts through the UUA, we were able to build a permanent and visible home for liberal religion in Williamsburg. A permanent and visible home for liberal religion. Not a union hall with music, not NPR, not the ACLU, nor the Sierra Club, and not the NAACP, but a congregation of individuals bound by a chosen faith, worshiping in a home of their own. Each time we turn another page in the membership book, I reflect on how many friends we've made through this church and how grateful I am that there were those with the vision and energy to build this congregation, a congregation that I hope will always be here to welcome those who come seeking common ground and common cause within a spiritual community, because they need us and we need them. And if anyone asks, we say, yes, this is a real church.